Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Our cups of coffee in the morning are almost a religious ritual for my wife and me. We buy whole bean coffee, and we grind it fresh for each pot that we brew, and we don't drink it. We savor it, every drop. We just don't face the world very well if we haven't read our Bibles and prayed accompanied by our cups of coffee. Oh, and especially when the coffee beans come from our favorite place. No, it's not Starbucks. It's Henry's House of Coffee on Noriega Street in San Francisco. Hello to our friend Henry, whose coffee is absolutely the best. Anyway, coffee is one of the most popular drinks in the world. It's brewed from roasted coffee beans, which are the seeds of the berries of the coffea plant. Well, after that basic information, the sky's the limit when it comes to coffee. While coffee beans are native to tropical Africa, in fact, most people believe that the coffea plant originated in Ethiopia or Sudan. Now, coffee beans are harvested in over 70 countries, all of them near the equator, in the Americas, in Africa, in India, and in Southeast Asia. Now, when you do visit your local Starbucks, just marvel at the different countries that they get their coffee beans from, and then also marvel at the descriptions of the different tastes of each type of coffee. So after harvesting, the green beans need to be roasted, and there's all different ways to do that. And there are great debates about the right temperatures for roasting the beans. Then they must be ground, and again, there's all different levels of grinding. And true coffee aficionados, like my wife and I, are very jealous to grind their own beans in their own way. Now, with all of this focus on coffee, coffee takes second place to tea when it comes to consumption. Tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world, next to water. In over 80% of homes in the world, you can find some form of tea. And while tea is simply a beverage made by pouring hot or boiling water over a substance, the varieties of teas from plants are endless. Traditional tea is made from leaves that come from an evergreen bush that's native to China and also Japan and India. But you visit any well-supplied tea shop, and you will find teas that range from chrysanthemum flowers to dandelion roots and thousands of plants in between. I learned this in China years ago when I was taken to a tea shop. I have never seen so many different types of tea in all of my life. So if coffees are a world, well, teas are a universe. Now, what medical science is finding more and more is that coffee and tea can offer remarkable health benefits. See, most of us think of the boost of energy we get from the caffeine in coffee or tea. In fact, as I was writing what I'm reading to you now, I was perked up by my mid-afternoon cup of full-leaf green tea scented with the essence of jasmine blossoms. And while getting too much caffeine out of tea, coffee, and other caffeinated beverages can have some real negative side effects like anxiety or insomnia, especially if you take in caffeine too late in the day, irregular heartbeat, and also irritation of your digestive tract, because not so much because of the caffeine, but because of the acid in coffee. Well, even given some of those negative side effects that can come, the moderate use of coffee and tea is not only a wonderfully comfortable pleasure, but it really is good for you. Today on HealthWise, you avid coffee and tea drinkers are going to be thrilled to know that we're exploring the health benefits of coffee and tea. So join us with your favorite cup of joe or jasmine tea if you want. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there in their fascinating nutrition department, you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. Rachel was the one who introduced me to full-leaf green tea scented with the essence of jasmine blossoms. Anyway, Rachel is our guest again today on HealthWise, and we invite you to call your fellow enjoyer of coffee and tea with your questions about the health benefits of coffee and tea. If you want to call in live, the number is 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. You can put that under HealthWise. You can text your questions on health issues anytime, and we'll get them on to Rachel or to Matt to help you out. And that number for text questions only, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. But for now, hey, Rachel, how we doing?
Hi, Bill.
So, Rachel, have you had your morning coffee yet?
Yes, I have. I've had two very strong cups.
Two cups. Yeah, that's what we do, too. We have two very strong cups of coffee, and for a lot of reasons, that's max for us in the morning.
I will occasionally have another afternoon cup, but I would prefer to go with the jasmine tea.
Well, I must...
Or maybe, I also like oolong. We'll talk.
Okay, well, okay. Rachel, I got to thank you for that green tea. With the essence of jasmine blossoms. Yeah, working on the monologue for this yesterday afternoon, I was feeling rather peaked since I'd been up since 5:15 working on things. But I had a cup of that tea and it was delightful. Well, you can tell us more about that later. Hey, Rachel, talk to us about the antioxidants in coffee and tea. I mean, what are antioxidants and what do they do?
Well, do you want me to start with coffee?
Sure. That's great.
And we'll move on to tea. The same.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting monologue. Antioxidants are things that we call them free radical scavenging.
Okay. Yeah, I read they help neutralize.
Content.
Yeah, they
and
help
one
neutral-
of them is polyphenols.
Okay.
And that is in both coffee and tea.
Okay.
However, coffee has a really interesting one. Its scientific name is hydrocinnamic, like cinnamon, hydrocinnamic acid, or acids.
Wow.
And it has a profound effect on sugar metabolism. So when you look at the degradation of the cells in the body, with aging and just normal, you know, toxic stress that goes on in the body, as well as certain processes that we produce toxins by doing good things, like breathing, you know, good things.
That is good to
cell,
do, yeah.
There's a cell reaction. That is all fueled, the negative aspect is all fueled by sugars, which is why we just hate sugar these days.
Yeah.
And that hydrocinnamic, I have to say it correctly, I keep on wanting to say cinnamonatic.
Rachel, we should come up with words for the National Spelling Bee.
Exactly. I think I could spell a couple of them, too. That really changes the sugar metabolism in the body. It really has a profound effect on it. So you'll read in many studies that people who drink coffee, specifically if they drink coffee that is black or maybe just a little milk, no sugar, you know, have a reduced risk, it seems, in all the studies that they've done, many studies throughout the years, for a long time they've been doing it, for diabetes.
Yeah, I was fascinated.
And other diseases.
Yeah, we're going to cover some of these things. But I have to admit, Rachel, this opened up a whole new world for me, because I enjoy coffee and tea. But, yeah, the type 2 diabetes, maybe we can deal with it. Coffee does, for this reason, then, lower the risk of type 2 diabetes?
And that would be, I mean, scientifically, it does make sense. So, I mean, I really don't love doing, I have nothing against, you know, folklore or old wives' tale kind of things. Some old wives are my best friends, and we're all telling tales to one another. But I think sometimes I get a little concerned about that. Because if you just, you know, drink this, you'll, you know, live forever. And I don't like to say it definitively will stop you from getting diabetes. But listen, you know, that with a lot of exercise and a lot of attention to diet and you know, good visits to a good doctor, that can help.
Now, and you've always mentioned to us Magnesium. We take magnesium taurate in the evening, which this is far from coffee, but I'll mention. But I mean, this is what it's a muscle relaxant or something.
Well, it helps to support the health of your muscles, and one of the ways it does that is relax them a little. Yes.
Well, I read that coffee. I don't think tea, but coffee contains magnesium and chromium.
Yes.
And that helps.
Another sugar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that helps your body use your insulin to keep your blood sugar low. I mean, is that the idea? Okay, yeah. Very interesting. Rachel, back again on this free radicals. Put that where I can understand it, okay? I'm not sure.
I decided to do a little research, and I spoke with my Life Extension representative about it. She's my friend, Marguerite, awesome lady. And I also did a little internet, studying.
Right.
I like the scientific studies, but they're dry, so it helps to have someone interpret for you.
Right.
Free radicals are things that are produced, like as I said, when we just do normal things. Digestion produces, nutrients so that we absorb and utilize in our bodies and feed our muscles and our brains. But it also produces things like gases. It produces, I actually made a list.
Yeah.
It produces all kinds of negative things in small amounts that in normal cases we can easily dispose of. Easily.
So a free radical
however,
is a bad thing.
However, things like ammonia, methane, and carbon mon and dioxide.
Okay, right.
Okay, so, but and as we mature, as we deal with a stressful life, many of us have different diseases of some kind or another that we are coping with beautifully, but they can all limit our body's ability. Medication that we need to take can limit our body's ability to do other things. And so antioxidants, preferably derived from food, and that would be coffee and tea, we'll include them, beverages, but food, are a really great way to aid that process. So a scavenger, if you want to imagine, I always like this image, like Pac-Man going through our bloodstream.
Okay.
And into our organs, and just eating up the garbage and correctly helping the body to correctly dispose of it.
Now I understand. Talk about a Pac-Man thing, and I've got it. And you're
good with Pac-Man.
So you're saying, Rachel, there's more antioxidants in coffee than in tea?
No, not more.
Oh, okay.
Just particular ones that are very interesting. And one of my concerns, I have a serious sugar addiction problem, and serious, I have to really watch it. And the way that I gain weight as I've matured, I often complain about it loudly, indicates to me that I could easily, go to the type 2 diabetes thing.
Okay.
So I'm very concerned about it. So I got really excited. The very first time was years ago when some companies were pushing something called green coffee bean antioxidant.
Interesting.
All reports are that it doesn't need to be green. You can just drink some nice, strong coffee.
Good coffee,
with that hydro, indicating water soluble. Cinnamic acid, very good.
Well, I'll get that word done. And Rachel, is there a difference when it comes to the antioxidants in caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee?
Caffeine seems to. This is so sad.
It does. Caffeine. Yeah.
Caffeine seems to. Seems to increase the bioavailability of the antioxidant. So bioavailability, by the way, is a word made up in my industry, in the health food industry.
Okay.
I don't think it's a real word at all, but it makes your body suck it up and use it correctly.
Yeah,
I'm saying?
Sure.
Caffeine makes you up. It makes your blood flow more quickly.
What was fascinating to me again is that there's some scientific evidence that coffee and tea can help lower the risk of Parkinson's disease, but they found that it's the caffeinated tea and coffee that has that effect, not the decaffeinated. So, at least
caffeine.
That's what I read. Yeah, the caffeine.
And you can tell by the way that it affects you. Caffeine does, not all of it, thank God, but it does seem to have a more profound effect on the brain. And now I'm going to use another health food thing that people have. It's something called the blood-brain barrier. And it makes it sound as if, there's like, your blood can't get to your brain and it needs a barrier. It's just it's the covering of the brain. And it does filter out things that the brain does not need. Caffeine is something that the brain obviously can utilize to some degree because some of it gets through. It does cross the blood-brain barrier. Not in huge amount, but some of it does, yes.
Yes. So
that would make the caffeine along with the antioxidants who have climbed in the little caffeine boat, get to the right place.
Yeah, and I've read that the caffeine caffeine actually boosts brain cells by stimulating the brain to produce more dopamine and adrenaline. Is that right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So
yes.
That's the reason for the increase.
I'm going to get you to come in and start talking to customers.
Oh, well, over a cup of coffee.
Or tea. Exactly.
Yeah.
Even ice.
Well, this
today
is why.
Ice.
Yeah. Interesting reading the studies for the students out there, the studies that show that students who have a cup of coffee before taking a test will usually do better than others because their mind's more alert. Really quite fascinating. So, well,
there's some new focus supplements. A couple of different companies are making them that include they're making it into like this, like they try and make it sound very nice, but it's a very low caffeine dose is included with the phosphatidylserine and choline and other good things.
There's no substitute for a good cup of coffee.
In fact,
we're going to have a message from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Don't leave your radio to get a cup of coffee, but if there's a way you can continue to listen and get your coffee or tea, do it, and we'll be back after this message. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you with our guest, Rachel, who is the nutritional consultant at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and we're having a great time talking about the health benefits of coffee and tea. Rachel, coffee and tea can lower the risk of cardiovascular disease and strokes. Wouldn't being hyped up on caffeine do the opposite?
Oh, well, no, like we said, it does increase blood flow. It can increase blood pressure. Actually, a pretty minor increase in blood pressure. It does increase heart rate a little bit. And obviously, if the heart rate is tremendously increased, and if that's the problem, and if that's the heart issue, we don't want to have a lot of caffeine. But in general, especially green tea, has a myriad of antioxidant benefits in the body. We have heart attacks because of a tissue disorder, weakness in the muscle, but also very often because the heart is getting some poisoning. You know, mm-hmm. There's obviously blockages from cholesterol, which are combinations of other things, and not just cholesterol itself, but cholesterol and calcium combines with it. That's given calcium a bad name, which it shouldn't have, and some other things. When you have a free radical going through your body, when you have any kind of toxin entering into the heart, it degrades the function of the heart. The heart weakens. You know, this is like, why do the elderly always develop, weakened and exhausted hearts as they get older? I mean, it's taken out many, many of my customers, lovely people who I adore, who are super healthy. in every way, make it to 90 years old and don't have a lot of other things, they have congestive heart failure.
Yeah,
it can just come from the toxic effects of life on the heart. Let's get some more antioxidants into our diet, I say.
Yeah,
more green tea, more good quality organic coffee. And I'm not against taking some other things. I
sure.
can list anytime you want.
Rachel, what about tea and coffee reducing tumor growth and also fascinating studies on that show that it can reduce the risk of liver disease, including liver cancer?
Well, I don't love to say it can reduce, you know. I mean, certainly if you're concerned, you must speak to a healthcare professional, to a good doctor,
sure.
an oncologist, about things like tumors and cancer, absolutely. But my research shows the same thing, and my experience is that many people will go on, especially once they have gone through traditional cancer treatments, they will go on a kind of cleansing of their diet and their life, and very often some good antioxidant foods are included, like green tea and coffee.
Interesting.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, the coffee treatment's quite unusual for colon cancer. So there's something called catechins in green tea, and they are, and you can look it up, I think it actually came up for me when I put in catechins because I already knew what they were called, on a search. They are cancer, anti-cancer warriors.
Interesting.
They are amazing, amazing antioxidant helpers. They're really just fantastic.
And they could
very easily reduce the size of a tumor. They could. Scientific fact would show that, yes. But do I want anyone to stop seeing their doctor and just drinking a lot of green tea? Absolutely not recommend that.
And you're saying that's the tea and coffee has these benefits?
Yes, tea especially. But and also when you limit sugar, sugar feeds cancer. That's a well-known fact these days.
Yes.
When you take something that reduces the ability of the body to metabolize sugar in a negative way, you reduce the size of a tumor. You can starve it.
Interesting, interesting.
Tumors are very scary things. They set up whole bloodstream systems. They have their own veins and stuff that they make. It's really frightening.
Yeah,
and if you can shut them down, you can starve them out. You can hopefully do something positive like get rid of them.
And again, we're not talking about depending on green tea, folks. There's a tumor.
No, it's a beautiful thing, but it's not going to cure anything.
Yeah, right. Rachel, how much coffee, tea a day?
Well, I mean, a good, strong organic coffee contains, it can actually contain close to almost 200 milligrams. Some people think that's a hyped up number. It's not. Most of them contain about 100 to 120 milligrams of caffeine. So what we would like to do is keep you at about 200. So maybe two strong cups of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Green tea is a little bit lower in caffeine.
Okay.
It's a little bit easier on your stomach and your digestive system. We're leaving out black tea, traditional black tea.
Right.
I'm not going to say any of the major makers, but the English staple that the English must have. Anything goes wrong, they have a nice cup of tea. You know,
yep.
I love that idea. It's loaded with antioxidants, just the same as green tea. Very,
exactly.
Very amazing stuff.
But more,
green is a unique though.
Yeah, more caffeine though in the black tea.
Yes, area. Indeed.
And Rachel, you mentioned organic coffee, and I would imagine organic tea. Is it really more important, better to have the organic coffee and tea?
I would prefer myself, for myself and for anyone I'm close to, yes. I try and push it on my customers. But there are some products that just don't come organic.
Yeah, okay. And that's why, because of pesticides that would be used in the...
It's the pesticides that we're worried about. So if you can buy something that's been like wildcrafted, or if you can buy something that's like farm-raised, sometimes they don't go for the USDA organic clearance, but that's still pretty good.
Okay. All right. I know you want to do this. You got a couple minutes left, a minute and a half. Give us a tour of your teas. What do you recommend and for what?
In my store?
Absolutely.
Because I have quite a selection at home. People freak out.
Okay.
And I've been hassled a number of times by coworkers, like, why do you have all this tea here? I'm like, because it's a mini health food store.
All right. Well, give us a tour of your health food store.
Let's
110
do,
Pharmacy.
We'll start with
sure, okay.
I like chamomile tea. It's fantastic for, obviously, to relax you and help you to sleep. Also fantastic smelling and tasting. It smells like apples and daisies mixed together. It's wonderful.
Combination.
And it tastes really good with nothing at all in it. And it's very good for your stomach, very good for your digestion, especially a nervous stomach or a stressy kind of stomach issue. It's very helpful. Okay. And then I like dandelion tea, and you know that. I think I've got you drinking some dandelion tea from time to time. Very good for your liver, your gallbladder, and especially your kidneys.
Now that's made with the flower and the leaf and the root, right?
Yes, they need all three. It should be roasted dandelion root mainly, and some of the other ones include the leaves and the flowers. Yes.
Okay.
It's very good for your kidneys. It's a cleanser and it stimulates elimination in a healthy way. It's not,
sure.
not like taking a drug. And
give us one more, Rachel. You got about 15 seconds
more.
Left.
Let's go back to oolong. I love oolong tea, and I always keep it in the store, and I have it especially during the winter. I like to have it in the afternoon. It's a combination of green and regular black tea, both of them fermented together, and it's usually Chinese or Japanese.
Excellent.
Mainly Chinese. Right. And very, very delicious. Very, very good for weight loss assistance.
Excellent. I could use some oolong. O-O-L-O-N-G, right?
O-O and then L-O-N-G.
Thanks so
You're
much.
Good. You're very good.
Thanks so much to Rachel, and thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them and visit Rachel, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. That pharmacy is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Just visit. You'll see what I mean. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. That's where you will find Rachel, and she will tell you all about these delicious teas. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Remember the toll-free number that you could use as well. It is 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get the 20% discount there, too. That's if you mention, as I hope you will, WLIE 540 AM. So now you can go out and enjoy a good cup of coffee or tea, and you can use it hot or cold. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio. That's next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.